Meeting will come to order for the Port of Astoria Board of Commissioners. Welcome, everyone. May we have the roll call, please?
Commissioner Hill.
Here.
Commissioner Fickle.
Present.
Commissioner Stevens.
Here.
Commissioner Campbell.
Here.
And Commissioner Roan.
Here. Please join me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, are there any changes or additions to the agenda? Not? We'll proceed to public comment. This is an opportunity to speak to the commission for 3 minutes regarding any topic in person. Those wishing to speak, fill out a public comment form. Those participating via Zoom may raise their hands during the public comment period. Do we have any public comments? No Zoomers? Okay, the consent calendar is next. Six consent calendar. It consists of meeting minutes, the November 4th workshop session of November 18th, the Financial Advisory Committee meeting minutes of November 13th, the financials for October, and the event calendar. Is there anything that anyone wants to pull? If not, we can approve the consent calendar with a motion.
Move to approve the consent calendar as presented.
Okay.
A motion to approve and a second to approve to pass the consent calendar as presented. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion passes for the consent calendar approval. Our action item today, the Team Oregon Motorcycle Safety Program Use Agreement Amendment Number 2, and we have Sue Transu here to discuss the issue and answer everyone's questions.
Commissioners, I just have a brief presentation here for the Oregon State University Team Oregon Motorcycle Safety Program Amendment. The port, just to give you a brief summary, the port and Oregon State University, or its Team Oregon Motorcycle Safety Program, have had an ongoing relationship. An agreement for use of the north end of the inactive runway 3 at the Astoria Regional Airport since 2014. Both parties have agreed to extend the agreement for an additional 2 years, as shown in Amendment 2 in your packet. The amendment would become effective January 1st of 2026 and would extend through December 31st of 2027. The amendment would also amend the usage fee, which would increase to $372.42 per day for each day used. If the commission has no questions, I would like to propose that we approve the amendment to extend the agreement with OSU Team Oregon Motorcycle Safety Program.
What are the parameters of what they can use?
There's a small section of the runway. I do have a copy of that map if you'd like to take a look at it.
Here.
And how long has we been doing this agreement?
It's been over 10 years, and they usually use it between March.
10 years.
10 years.
They've been doing it for 10 years.
And it has traditionally taken place between March of each year through the end of October, early November, and it's usually two classes per month.
They're usually on a weekend.
They want that for 10 years?
No, they've been doing it for 10 years.
Oh, what? How long a lease do they want?
Just for an additional 2 years.
3 years?
Two.
Two?
Through 2027.
Anybody?
Is there any clause in that lease that something comes up that the Coast Guard or the Army or somebody wants to use that, that they take preference?
They are aware that they're
aware of it. Is in writing?
Pardon?
Is it in writing?
I believe that it is. I'd have to take another look at the agreement, but I believe that it is in writing.
That should be in writing because that would hold priority.
So how do they schedule these these events?
They traditionally send us their schedule in advance, which is usually they've already sent like the schedule for 2026. And then they'll send out two days out of the month. Like the first one will be held the 21st and 22nd of March. And then it's traditionally done with like 2 days of the month, June and the end of October.
Yeah, I've seen them out there many times. It's never been an issue for the airplanes and what they do.
They're very appreciative of the port supporting the program. It's been an ongoing program. And I know right now we're looking at different uses for the airport. And so they are aware that that could change. But they're having a really hard time finding a location for their program in that space. So this has been really helpful to them.
And this is a user agreement. It's not like a strict lease with a strict space that they're using. They understand that they're just generally using our facility and the space is if we have to move them a little bit or make adjustments to the calendar, they're going to be workable to that. So it's not as if we're leasing a specific piece of property that we can't use for other uses over a 2-year period. This is just a user agreement that they're going to be out here certain days, and we're going to do our best to make sure that they have adequate space available.
The only thing we're changing is bump the price up a little bit and then extending it for 2 years.
We did bump the price up a bit before.
When they first started, I see the port had a little problem because they were running them up on the ramp and everything else, but somebody changed that. I'm not sure who. The port said that when they go out there, they have to go out together. In other words, one shot. And they're coming off the same way. They didn't want to run back and forth across the pad, especially going across the corner of the Coast Guard pad there. They don't like that at all. And
this is the same sort of agreement that the police have, right? The same sort of use agreement type thing. I see police out there a lot.
I'm not sure.
I would entertain a motion and we can continue discussion, but Mr. Fickle, would you like
I'll move to approve that amendment number 2 for the use agreement between the Port of Astoria and Team Oregon Motorcycle Safety Program as presented.
I'll make the second.
Not as presented for me. We need to put some of these things in there because new people coming all the time, they should know what they're getting into. But coming in the gate and running back and forth is not acceptable.
Well, they're not there for recreation. It's actually a public service.
Right. Well, they have to cross the ramp, but
sure. When were
they have been, but I don't know if it's in writing or not. They've been kind of adhering to that. The operators wait till they all arrive and go across. It should be in writing, though.
I think you work with airport staff to make sure that because of safety issues, they want to be too. So.
Airport staff is clear that we don't want any running amok. That should suffice. So, are there any other questions or comments? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? The amendment passes. Thank you.
Thank you, Sue.
See, the sheriff does their training out there too.
That's our action item for the day. So moving on to commissioner comments. Commissioner Campbell.
Did we get the piling thing straightened out? Are you satisfied with that? We had a vote to pay $35,000 to $36,000 to inspect the piling on Pier 1 there, but I've done some checking on it and they were built structurally. They'll be there 100 years. Unless a ship hits them. So deterioration is not a factor because they did put the concrete and rebar into the piling that they drove down and they drilled it down and then they pumped it full of high grade concrete around the rebar inside. So that is the piling, it's the concrete, not the steel.
Any other?
There was a motion made to spend that money. You want to retract it or?
This is a commissioner comment, so you can say anything you want. And so I'm asking if you have anything you would like to add.
No.
Commissioner Stevens.
Thank you. Actually, don't have anything that's directly related to the port, but I do want to mention that as a part of a public service, Gary Cobes, the old airport manager, and I delivered donations from the Military Officers Association local chapter to the veterans at the Veterans Home in the Dalles. We had a whole pickup truck full, and I'd be remiss if I didn't mention the majority of the snacks and beverages that we took were donated by Van Dusen Beverages. Thanks to Commissioner Campbell, who strong-armed him.
Caught Willis on Maui, and he just take anything you want.
Well, on vacation.
That's the extent of my comments.
Huh?
That is the extent of my comments.
Thank you. I appreciate the holiday generosity and goodwill. Thank you. Commissioner Fickle.
Thank you. I was fortunate enough to attend the POLPAC meeting last week at Seaside. And I'm a little bit of a broken record when I come up here and talk about things that I've learned and discovered since taking on this role, kind of a gee whiz thing. All this is going on. And it was really beneficial and useful to hear people from Seaside and Cannon Beach and Jewel and Warrington talk about the challenges and the things that they face, and that we're all working on these issues together. Port of Astoria is a big part of that. One person said, hey, is there any shovel-ready property around here that we can use for development to get some stuff done? Got the airport industrial park. There's this solar plant sitting right there. Come talk to us.
Thank you.
Don't know if I sold anything.
It wasn't for lack of trying.
It wasn't for lack of trying.
Thank you. Commissioner Hill, it's good to see you. Anything?
The only thing I have with today is I want to wish all the commissioners up here and their families and so on a very Merry Christmas. Same to the guests out in seats and our staff. Merry Christmas.
Appreciate that.
Merry Christmas to you too, Mr. Scrooge.
Thank you, Commissioner Hill. I don't have anything to add to that. Appreciate the comments and executive director comments.
Thank you, Commissioner. So I have a few items tonight. I guess the first one, just as a general comment, obviously we didn't have any items for the agenda for what would have been the regular session for December, and then today's agenda was pretty limited. I was looking back, it's pretty typical for December. It tends to be slow business-wise at the port, and as such, we don't have a lot of leases or agreements that expire in the November-December time range. They tend to be in the spring and summer, so expect your agenda to get more and more busy as we get into next year, when those things tend to come up a little more often. One comment, maybe I should have made it during the consent agenda, but I didn't want to bring it up. But if you look at page 12 of your packet with the profit and the loss, this actually runs through, since we didn't have a meeting early December, this is our financials from July through October. And I think it's impressive to look at. If you look at the top half of that page, are on the operating side, we're currently operating at about 103% of budget for operating revenue and doing it on 96% of operating expenses. And so the net there is about $277,000 through October that we're beating budget operationally, which is significant for an organization of our size. Now, this report doesn't include November. I do know that November was a strong month as well, and so I expect that trend to continue. So that really speaks to especially our department managers and staff, that their work that they're doing, being able to not only increase revenue but do it on less expense is pretty impressive. So I don't know if at this level this will continue throughout the entire year, but we're off to financially a great start to the year, which is good news. As a part of this too, it doesn't show up in this report, But as the commission's aware, before Halloween, October 31st, we were kind of in a rush to get a number of purchases approved because we had FEMA grant money that was going to sunset. And so got all of the purchases done, and we were floating that money until we received reimbursement. And I'm pleased to report that we did receive the FEMA reimbursement last week for approximately $550,000. So really good news on that front. And I sleep a little bit better at night knowing that we have a little bit of a barrier now, a cushion in our operating account, because we were getting a little bit lean having to make those purchases and make that float for a couple months. So great news there. Just a couple items to report of kind of the happenings. We did have actually the entire staff of the Pacific Northwest Waterways Association out here on Friday. They made it a point kind of because we poked fun at them a little bit. They always come out here in June or July and just marvel at the weather and how nice things are. So they came out Friday and it was windy and it was wet. So they're like, now we know what we're talking about when you're saying 8 months of rain. We get it now. So their executive director and then his three staff members were out here, had the opportunity. They have a couple new staff members. So we took them on the full tour, gave them kind of an update on where we are with port projects and some of our federal priorities as they right now are getting prepared for what this year is going to be an April trip to Washington, D.C. As part of the Northwest delegation to go advocate for the waterway users in our region. So that was a good opportunity. Tomorrow, I'm going to be on a panel that's led by CEDAR, Kevin Leahy at CEDAR. And the topic is living wage jobs within Clatsop County. And so I don't know fully what to expect. I know that the college president is going to be involved in that meeting, as well as Mayor Fitzpatrick here in Astoria, Kevin Leahy from CEDAR, and then I believe there's going to be some other guests as well. I know those, at least those three are going to be there because I've talked with them. And so that'll be tomorrow at 10:30. And I believe this is kind of an introductory meeting, and the hope is to get some coordination between the various entities and maybe come up with some ideas on how we can work together on some of the economic projects in our area. One other thing, and it hasn't come to the commission yet, but just so the commission and the public are aware, at this point, I don't even want to contemplate how many hours it's been, but we've spent a lot of time working on the waterfront development and getting the leases completed. And so our development group was out here early last week as well. We met for the better part of, it was about a half of a day. We have I think, a good structure for how these leases will work. We basically have a master lease that's going to cover the entire development area, that's going to have kind of the more general and wider scope, things like common areas, things like parking, traffic. And then within that, we're going to have subleases for the individual pieces of infrastructure that are going to be within that planning area. So this is obviously taking some time with the amount of money that's going to be invested into these projects. Obviously, they're wanting something very long term, which makes sense. But that being said, that forces the port to really contemplate not only what works for today, but also 10, 20 years down the road. I want to be sure that we're not signing on to something that works today, but down the road we're regretting. And so we're trying to really dot our I's and cross our T's and think of, you know, all of the possibilities of the things that could happen, knowing that these leases are going to outlive many of the people that are negotiating them, and it's going to be up to others, and they're not going to know what the intent was in these discussions. It's going to be sort of letter of the law of what's actually in the lease. And so I don't have concerns in the near term. This group's been very good to work with, but it's more so, like I said, covering our bases for the long term when there's new people involved. And so I'm hopeful that we can get those completed here soon and get them in front of the commission for your review and hopefully approval so that we can get things moving forward. And then just the last thing, we do have our port holiday party, which is this Friday at the Fort George. Level room starts at 6 p.m. I want to thank Deanna. She's kind of, not kind of, she has led this whole thing, got everything organized. We are going to do, it's going to be a little bit different this year. I would say a little more informal. She's got some activities planned, and I think it's going to be a fun time, and we'll see how it goes. If we want to go back to the old way, we always can. But I'm Kind of excited to try something new. We've done a similar party now for a few years. And so I know our staff is excited. The last few years we've had really good turnout for that event. And so hoping to see everybody there Friday at 6 o'clock.
Should we have name tags for that? Just sort of the benefit of knowing who everyone is. Like, and
yes.
No. Name tags, we got it. All right.
I got it.
We can do that.
My name is something
fancy.
Yeah, that's actually a great idea, because sometimes I'm guilty, especially with spouses, forgetting spouses' names, and sometimes that can be a bit embarrassing when you feel like you should know them and you can't remember.
Next time you forget your wife's name, I'll. Okay, do you have anything else?
That's all I have.
With that, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and the meeting is adjourned.